Okay, sometimes a chick just needs a good cry and then she feels better, like damn near immediately. And such is the case for yours truly, because it seems like I just got like super duper emo, got like bent out of shape about something, got sadded, cried for 15 minutes, got it out of my system, and now I'm just like, okay, like, time to get on with my life, Like, I have to give, all my faith and problems to God, and whatever and whoever is truly meant for me will not pass me by, will not sleep on me. And if I allow myself to stress out about what I feel should have worked out but didn't, then that means I'm doubting God, and the divine orchestration that is happening in my life. And I know it's happening in my life, so it's like I should not allow myself to be duped by my triggers or fears or insecurities and doubts, and things that are of lower vibrational frequencies. I should just trust the process and have faith. Like, I am a little sunflower. On a random side note, I swear to God, I'm so dyslexic, bro. I was gonna be like on a random ride note. Anyways, on a random side note, I was just thinking about fashion today and like all the cute little outfits that I would coordinate that I can't right now because I'm not in Vegas and don't have all my clothes. And I want to kind of get a new wardrobe and sort of revamp my look and style and kind of add to it. I mean, I feel like I've always been very eclectic. I can be preppy, I can be boho, like I can be just like total fashionista, and I'm very like matchy matchy. Like I love colors, I love patterns, I love textures, I love like different textiles, like the look of different textiles, the feel of different textiles, and different color combinations. And I am actually going to start making my own clothes. I'm not a seamstress, so I'm going to have this done by a seamstress that I find. But I'm gonna start designing and making my own clothes because I have some ideas that I'm so excited for and I want to wear it. I've literally been having like mental images just flash in my mind of like these beautiful, just strikingly like captivating designs, and they a lot of them have like my culture, just like India, like fused into it, And I really am kind of excited to start drawing these and working with a seamstress to like bring them to life because the more like creatively I can express myself and show who I am to the world, the better I am going to feel, Authenticity is where it's at. And right now, I feel like I'm pretty much living in like high-waisted, like shorts, like short shorts and crop tops. I feel like that's my vibe. Actually, I really like high-waisted skirts too, just like high-waisted skirts of all types, but specifically skater skirts. I fucking love high-waisted skater skirts with like a cute, like sleeveless crop top or even halter. Even a fucking tube top, like that is the vibe. But yeah, I can't wait for the rest of this year, like post quarantine. Your girl is about to get tatted.